Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and I am super excited about this week because it is looking absolutely fantastic. It's been great catches throughout the week. The fishing is looking absolutely phenomenal for this weekend. It's as though the fishing gods has come out and said, you know what, the ocean is open for you this weekend. It is an absolute pearler. Today is the day. Get out there this afternoon. I am bringing you this podcast really early. So hopefully you are listening to this as you receive it. And guys, it is going to be, today is the day. I cannot express this enough. Today is the day. This weekend is shaping up to be absolutely fantastic. There are fish all over. We're going to get into all of it in great detail with our reporters. And speaking of our reporters, Jesse is talking about this big blue moon that is out and what it does for fishing. If you do not know how the moon affects fishing, guys, this is the show to listen to. And here is a teaser of what you can expect. Guys, we are going to be talking about 7-kilo grunter and kingfish in the harbor. We are going to be talking about Garrick down the south coast. We are talking about cob on the north coast. We are talking about some decent cooter that came out throughout the week. We are also going to talk about the bad offshore fishing that's going on due to this big tidal pull that we are having at the moment. And we are going to talk about the scaly action that's happening throughout the entire week and the Albert Falls Bass Classic, where over 50 fish beating over 2 kilos has come out. Guys, sit back, turn up the volume, because this is where you're going to be fishing this weekend. But before you go fishing, make sure to stop at these stores to pick up the finest fishing gear. Guys, here are our sponsors and the stores that are ready for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, for making the show possible and for those phenomenal products. Guys, if you want to see those products, check out our TikTok videos. They are trending with this latest stuff from Daiwa and the rest of the Kingfisher brands. Trust me when I say this, they are jaw-dropping. Now, let's get into the show. I am super excited. Guys, starting off down the South Coast, we are with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's provided me with some great images. Once again, check out our YouTube channel to see these and to check out the water conditions if you are heading down there, because Adam has sent me this report literally a couple hours ago. So guys, without further ado, coming from the lower South Coast, here is Adam.
Hey, Vinesh and everyone else. I hope everyone's doing good in the fishing world. So things have been good and bad, you know, so I can't say it's been good or bad entirely. We've had some pretty big seasons, some hectic winds the last few sort of days. That being said, though, fishing has been sort of productive. I know even on Saturday we had some really hectic winds down here prior weekend, and the guys that went fishing got rewarded with so many bronzies and black bream. It was unbelievable that those fish were even biting in that particular wind. I mean, we even had even Gary coming out. It's just, yeah, it's unheard of at that particular stage. We've got the photos and the videos and the evidence of it. So it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I don't want to call it mixed bag, but it is definitely mixed bag. I mean, a regular contributor to, you know, our show on my side has been Navrone. And as you can see, beautiful bronzy that he got and a small little gray. It's been a case of up and down, kind of like the weather. But we all know that August is a month that we have massive winds pumping through on the lower coast and through pretty much the whole of KZN Natal, if you want to call it. But in lower coast, we definitely get affected by it a lot more. But the guys that have been fishing in the wind have been getting fish, which is, I mean, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's unheard of in a way. I can't really complain for the guys that have been posting. PSJ is being on fire, absolutely on fire, with grunter, cob and garrick abundance. I kind of suspect with this fairly good weather coming up for this coming weekend that, you know, PSJ is going to be pumping in terms of anglers going down and trying to get their fish or their catch. Moving to the coast itself, I would say chocker's definitely been a good bait. I know there is a bit of a comp, coming up this weekend down on our side. Just saying that, though, I would be, wanting to take an arsenal of bait from you know, chocker, mackerel, sards, because at the moment you really don't know. There's no sort of pattern of what you would want to target or what you want to throw. A chocker blob for bronzies has been a potent bait the last few days. You know, Trafalgar being a spot that we all tend to head to when it's heading to the shallower reefs and going for your reef fish. However, Ramsgate's been the place to be. I mean, it's been absolutely firing with really good rock and surf fish. You know, your shallow reefs, your deeper reefs. I can't even, you know, sort of explain or elaborate on the amount of bronzes we've seen coming out there. It's been insane, and it's not just a fisherman's tale, Vinesh. I mean, we've both seen the pictures and the videos to confirm this. So, yeah, looking forward to this coming weekend. I would say I would pretty much want to pack two bits of rods or tackle, if you want to put it, you know, a non-ed sort of rod and setup, and definitely an edible scratching setup. With this comp coming up, guys, you know, in terms of baits, we all know what works and what doesn't. So I would sort of stick to that, but also maybe try the old faithful prawn. Prawn definitely might be one of the ones that I would want to try. Especially that Gambera full head on prawn. You know, that thing is just a potent bait. So moving over to the weather, Friday is southwesterly between 30 and 40 k's per hour, slowing in the evening. However, Saturday morning it does turn to a more west wind, which is nice and calm, and then picks up slightly in the afternoon to a northeaster around 15 k's per hour. Sunday, a bit of a mixed bag again with that word, south to southeaster blowing. The wind not too bad, however, gusting at around 20 k's at most. The sea swell being sort of a bit big on Friday, obviously, and dropping down on Sunday with the wave periods hovering around 10 to 12 seconds. So definitely fishable this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Friday doesn't look too promising, but so far all the predictions and the apps are proving to be Saturday and Sunday is going to be the day. Sunday definitely the pick. So yeah, that's definitely promising. If you guys don't want to do a bit of rock and surf angling, you know, bass fishing, we're in that sort of spawning sort of season at the moment, so there will definitely be a bite there for you as well. So guys, let's definitely throw a line or two this weekend. Take care, tight lines, and let's see those catches. Cheers, Vinesh.
Thank you, Adam. Great stuff, my friend. Yes, as Adam said, if you want proof, it's on our YouTube channel. There is a mixed bag of fish coming out. Anglers are getting bronze bream and grey sharks all in the same fishing session. So, guys, like you were saying, go out, carry two different setups. Carry heavy, carry a scratching stick, and carry some mixed baits. You never know what you're going to get, and this weekend is certainly shaped up to have those rods bending and a surprise at the end of the line. Now, guys, moving down to Warner Beach and a Manson Torti, we are with Gary. You've seen a couple Garrick this week, who's seen a bit of sardines this week, and also the Stumpies and Brusher are certainly on the bite. Guys, here's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, sea was really nice today and nice and clean. A couple of Garrick did come out. One on a plug and one on a live blacktail, I think. And yeah, it looked pretty good for Brasher and just about any fish that you wanted to fish for, you know, because there is a nice variety between now and sort of November. Yeah, a pocket of sardines put in an appearance along the lower flats and in the mid break, and one Garrick was taken with them before they moved. Apparently they were going north, but then they went south. But sometimes you can get a local movement that's sort of difficult to really say, but they did disappear in a southerly direction, according to the chap on the spot. Yeah, shad, a few and far between. Otherwise, when the water's good, just go, because, as I say, you can catch anything. Get a few different types of fish on the board. And yeah, let's see what happens. Until next week then, tight lines to you all.
Yeah, Gary, that is looking absolutely positive. Great stuff over there. Shad of 5.5 kilos on spoon. That must have been certainly one great fight. And I'm glad to hear that the Garrick and Stumpies are still on the bite. So yeah, thank you for that, Gary. Now moving on to Durban, where we are with Mike V, who's got a fantastic report, and Brad with not such a good one. Guys, here are our reports from Durban.
How's it, bud? The Garrick have been extraordinary this year. I saw some pictures of guys catching them on shad traces at Moyo's Pier. And I know there was quite a few came out of Blue Lagoon, then actually beat Virginia, all those sides. The guys got a lot of Garrick on that side. Between the Garrick, the guys have been getting cob on the live bait as well. So the lucky enough guys have managed to get some, but some good cob. I've seen a couple of picks of 20, 30 kilo size cob. So yeah, there have been some very good cob around, and your normal 8, 9, things like that. Otherwise, your normal stumpies, grunters have been trying. They should only get better into September, October. So yeah, let's hope the edible fishing stays as good as it is. Between all that, the guys have been getting some diamonds on the live bait. I heard of two beautiful duck bulls on Virginia Beach. Both of them apparently were about 40 to 50 kilos. One, two black fins around, things like that. So yeah, Rock and Surf has done quite well. And with the 4 days of Northeast that we've got coming up now, I think the guys are going to get more and more bite. And then next week again, if my memory serves me well, we've got another 3 days. So yeah, it could only get better for the inedibles. But as long as the sea is flat and the guys can get some live bait, I'm sure they'll still be getting garrick and cob and things like that. Ski boat side, saw a good couple picks of kuta and snook, so those are still around. The guys that are launching are getting. The oaks fishing on the bottom have been spoiled. The field back apparently did come quite wild. There's quite a lot of dog in between it off Durban, yeah, so the guys have done quite well on the ski boat. Durban Bay is knockout. I know of grunters from 1 kilo right up to 7 kilos in the bay. The oaks are putting a time on getting the fish, and there have been quite a lot of grunter in the bay. Included in that have been snapper, salmon, normal cob. I saw a picture of a kingie about 7 kilos that a guy got in a cracker shrimp fishing for grunters. So yeah, there's been quite a mixed bag, but yes, it's been very healthy. It looks like the bay is coming back to what it used to be. All in all, I think we're going to get a lot of good bite this weekend. With 4 days of Northeast, a good couple of hours of southwesterly back to the Northeast, I think we're going to knock it out this weekend.
Well, good day, guys. Brad Jalinski, Fishing Charters. Oh, what can I say? This last week has been interesting. We had this fancy blue moon, which has made the spring tides really high, really low. And as we all know, we've had a northeaster blowing like hell for the last 5 days. We have not managed to get out to sea. The sea is atrocious. Looking at between 3 to 4 meter swells on sometimes at like 3 second intervals. It's really has not been nice weather. The only fishing that I do know of that's been done is a couple of guys still who have been fishing the bay area. Small cob, small grunter, one or two bigger ones making size, but no real fireworks. There's a couple of garrick still running around here early mornings in front of the boats, but guys, really, this week has been really, really horrible. But guys, tight lines, and we hope that the weather improves for the rest of the week. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Looks like the Rock and Surf is on absolute fire at the moment. Looks like the harbor is truly epic at the moment, like the good old days, as Mike was saying. But the offshore, not so much, except for those that did persevere, they did manage to get that Beck and Duggars. So Durban looking fantastic for the next couple days. The sea is going to flatten out. We are going to get some edibles, and those inedibles are still out here bending rods. So that's Durban. Now moving up to the North Coast, where we have got a great report from Jesse, where he's talking about the talk of the week, the big blue moon. What I like about this is how the moon and what it does and how close it is and its gravitational pull affects our fishing. But Jesse is going to go into this with great details. So here he is, Jesse from the Kingfisher, Bolito and Salt Rock.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. Hope that nobody's suffering as badly with the flu as I am. You guys need to just excuse my voice. I seem to have come down with something in my last fishing trip. We had some quite drastic weather changes, air temperature changes, plummeting temperatures, rising temperatures. And just this time of the year, it does get like that. It does happen. And then a lot of very dry winds as well, especially in the areas where I fish. So guys, this last week has been a bit of a strange week, and there are a lot of technical reasons behind that. I'm going to try not get too deep into it, but a lot of people would have noticed that the fishing has been on and off. It'll be decent on some days and poor on other days, and also depending on the area that you are, especially rock and surf areas that are extremely tidal, would have suffered quite badly or benefited quite well in the last week. As most people know, there is a super moon at the moment, where we've got the biggest, brightest moon that we're going to see up until 2037. And basically what that means is it is the time when the moon is at its closest to the Earth that it will be, so it presents itself as a bigger moon. And a lot of the guys ask what effect that has on fishing. And I think I'm not a lunar specialist or an astrologist. I try and understand moon phases and all of those other factors as well as I can, and relate that to my fishing. And like I said, it does get incredibly technical, but I'm going to just explain the basics of it and hope the guys understand why the moon phases and the lunar activity affects fishing so immensely. The first thing that the guys need to understand is that the moon, and excuse me if you guys know this already, but we do this mainly for the guys that aren't in the know, the guys that maybe need a little bit of guidance. The moon has a gravitational force, a gravitational pull, and it's not as strong as Earth because the moon is smaller than an Earth, but there is a significant pull. And what happens is the closer the moon is to the Earth, the greater the effect of the gravity on Earth. And as most of you guys know, the moon's not strong enough to pull houses off their plots, to pull trees over. The only thing that it can affect on Earth is water, because water is obviously liquid. And what happens is it affects the tides quite heavily. So when the moon is closer to the Earth, it pulls the water, not only in the oceans and in your large bodies of water in the inland as well, but mainly out in the ocean, because there's just a lot more of it, obviously. So what happens is the moon will come closer to the Earth, and whichever area it is at closest to, it's going to draw the water to that area. And it's momentary. Obviously, the moon is not in the same place all the time. It does travel around, and you'll see that's why the tides form as well on a daily basis. It's just that when the moon is bigger, when the moon is closer to Earth, the gravitational pull is stronger. So what happens is the tides fluctuate more heavily. There's a much higher tide and a much lower tide when the moon is full, when the moon is closer to us. And that just is logic with the gravitational pull that I explained earlier. Now what happens there is it's not necessarily the fact that the waves come up higher or they go out further. That does benefit fishing in a certain way, because the structure changes. There's a lot more rocks that are covered by water on the high tide. There's a lot less rocks that are covered on the low tide, and it does change the feeding habits of the fish. But the main reason why people benefit from fishing when the moon is like this normally, and I'll explain later why sometimes it's not, the main reason why fishermen benefit is because when the tide is coming up higher and going out lower, it's quite fast. There's a lot more water activity. Two reasons. First of all, the fish have to swim harder to combat the current. They have to exert a lot more energy. Now, what that does is it creates a new need for more food. So the fish tend to feed a little bit better during those periods. They're exerting more energy, they need to replace it with something. And then obviously it benefits us. Second main reason why they feed quite well during these periods is because if the moon is full, they can see a little bit better into the low light conditions. And if that's the case, then they're going to feed during the night as well. And I know from bass fishing as well, in fact, mainly bass fishing, if you go fishing on a full moon at night time on a bass trip,
you absolutely smash the bass. And that's not all the time, but the majority of the time. So obviously there are things like your spring tides, neap tides, all of that type of stuff. And a lot of the guys ask what's the best moon phases to fish in. I generally like to fish mostly in the last quarter up to a full moon. So when the moon is three quarters full up to a full moon, and then there's a lot of different opinions on it. A lot of guys say the first quarter of the moon going from full moon to three quarters of a moon again seems to be quite good as well. And then a lot of the older guys, the legends in the game, say that the last quarter of the moon is quite good as well. So it's down for interpretation. I think a lot of the guys kind of need to understand that it's not always going to be good, it's not always going to be bad. It does change, especially depending on where you are in the country or the world. Some places aren't affected tidally as much as other places. So I think that's probably the most important thing there. One thing to remember is sometimes the moon will affect the ocean more than other times or other periods. Yeah, there's a lot of factors to take into play, but I think the main thing that people need to consider as well is it does tend to get a little bit rough during these periods, and a lot of the guys will warn against it and say that you just need to stay away from the edge of the rocks. The tides are coming up quite high. The one thing that we're experiencing at the moment in the next couple of weeks, maybe the week or two, is the fact that the ocean does tend to settle down a little bit. And like I said, I'm not a specialist in this, but I would put that down mainly to the fact that the moon may be affecting other areas more than it is affecting us. And we will see the ripple effect of that down the line. Maybe in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, the oceans are going to return to something horrible. And this time of the year, normally that's the case. But the one thing, like I said, that we've noticed is the next week is going to be a little bit flatter and calmer conditions, which actually surprised me a little bit. And guys, I hope that gives a little bit of insight into it, and you can interpret it as you want. You can do your own research and have your own thoughts on it. But one thing I must say is don't take the moon phases for granted. Do some research, see how it can help or benefit your fishing, and work from there. Talking about the last week's fishing, we have had a bit of a weird week. A lot of guys have said that the fishing's been good. A lot of the guys have said that the fishing is bad. I think it's just location specific. There have still been quite a few garrick coming out on rock and surf, but everything else seems to have slowed down quite badly, apart from the smaller rock species. There have been a lot of zebras, your five fingers, a couple of bronze bream coming out. All of the smaller species, even smaller than that. And then on the boats, things have been a little bit weird, with very few catches coming out, apart from the bottom fish. Right out on the deeper reefs and wrecks, we've seen a lot of beck and darga still, some big yellowtail, same like the previous 3 weeks. It's just that time of the year for them, and it will be for the next couple of months. So it's still good news there. And then as far as your bass fishing goes, we've had a really weird scenario. Whether it's got to do with the moon, whether it's got to do with the temperatures, I think it might be just a conglomeration of a whole lot of different factors. But what's happened is the guys that fished the Albert Falls Bass Classic, historically every year at the end of August, the bass at Albert Falls are well into their spawning process. If they haven't come up to spawn already, they are well underway. They're staging right close to their spawning areas, and it's fairly easy to catch them. At Albert Falls this year, the Classic, the guys struggled like you cannot believe. And the biggest fish was 4.2, which is a respectable fish, but there were not a lot of fish between 4 and 5 kilos like there are most of the years. I do believe that the fish were sitting really, really deep. I wasn't able to fish the competition, but I do believe the fish were sitting really deep, between 30 and 40 meters of water, which is an indication that they haven't come out of their deep winter spots yet to properly start staging. A lot of the fish did have eggs,
but they haven't progressed from there. The one thing that we must remember as well is the bass do normally come up to spawn in the first full moon in this period, and there is a full moon now currently, but the problem is for bass fishing in our KZN waters, for the bass to start spawning, they need a temperature of between 16.5 and 17.5 degrees. The water temperature has to be stable, constant at that temperature. We can't have two hot days and have the water temperature fluctuating and expect that it's going to bring the bass into spawn. We need at least a week of that temperature for the fish to be triggered to come up to spawn. And we just haven't had it. I see the next couple of days are going to be really, really warm. I think Saturday, Sunday, Monday in Maritzburg is going to be 35 to 37 degrees, and that might change, but that is probably going to be the onset of the spawn, and then the fish will start to move in, hopefully on the next full moon. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens there. Like I said, it is different in every dam. Some of the fish in our KZN dams have spawned already, but that's mainly because of the temperature. And a lot of the dams that were up to temperature, ideal conditions for spawning, the fish would have moved up on this full moon that we've just had. So if you guys want to go out there and take a look at some big bass on beds, all of your warmer dams, now's the time. Guys, I hope you learned something. I'm sorry it's been a bit of a long, drawn-out report. As I said, I'm not a specialist, but that's just my few years of experience there on the conditions. So yeah, let us know what you think. Send us some messages and all of that stuff, and let us know your opinions. Nice to hear from other people as well. And yeah, we hope you get some decent fish this week. Let us know what happens. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Buddy, I so look forward to your reports. That was such great information as to how the moon affects our fishing. I mean, yes, some of these things we do know, some of these things we don't. And it's always good, you know, to have someone reiterate it to us. You know, we might think we know it. We knew about it 20 years ago. We forget about it. And it's great that it comes back. So thank you so much for that. Guys, Jesse's input has been so incredible on our show. And we've been getting so much feedback that we're going to be doing a podcast specifically with Jesse on a monthly basis. So look out for that. That will be coming soon. As for the fishing, well, you know what? Located areas, we will find that fish in his area. Now, moving up to Stanga, I've got a report from my friend Vicar at Duguza, and he was talking about some big spade fish that's been coming out in Tugela, as well as Garrick and Cobb. There are also shoals of snook and Garrick in the Blythedale area. Now, I've got these images that he sent to me, and these are available on our YouTube channel, which will be out either later this evening or first thing tomorrow morning. So guys, that is the Stanga, Blythedale, and Tugela areas. Moving up to Mtinzini Banks, we are with Nick, where the fishing is not great at the moment. But this is what he has to say about what's happening in the river.
Yeah, with regards to fishing, the surf fishing has been extremely quiet, mainly due to the fact that we've had a lot of wind and guys aren't really fishing. No boats have been out for about 8-9 days now. So there's nothing to report on deep sea. The only place to catch fish is the river, which is filling up at a rapid rate of knots. Still hasn't been opened, although there is talk of various bodies trying to motivate to be opened. But yeah, so the guys have just been catching what's left and thankfully throwing a lot of it back. A lot of small little fishes, occasional decent sized fish, talking about over a kilo. We have lost the fiddler crabs because there's nowhere for them to beach, due to the high level of the water and their preferred habitat, which is around the edges of the mangroves. So we don't see them anymore, which is quite sad. And also the red mudcrabs, which live under the mangroves. I think they're having a bit of a tough time as well. They also like to sort of live in a semi-aquatic environment and not be totally submerged with water like the swimming crabs do. So it's having quite an interesting knockback on the marine life in the lagoon. So let's hope they get it open sooner rather than later. This weekend I'll be down on the beach most of Saturday and Sunday due to the fact that we're having, I think they call it pencil duck racing, little rubber ducks that go in and out and bounce around in the waves. That's quite fun to watch. So I'm on duty there with my little tractor, so if somebody comes along with a boat, I'll push them in.
Thank you, Nick. Looks like it's not the greatest times up at Ntinzini, but you know what? If Jesse has anything to say about that moon phase, it should change things around. So we'll be looking forward to what happens over next week. Now, moving up to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Guys, in Richards Bay, the Garrick are still on the bite. There are a few shad in between, but there's also been a few cob in the evenings. On your offshore side and in the harbour, the guys are getting some GTs, Garrick, as well as some snook. So that's looking quite good up in Richards Bay. Now moving up to St. Lucia in Cape Vidal, we've got Boise joining us on the show. And this is what's been going on in that area over this past week.
Yes, I can tell you that at the moment, there are still some Garrick here in St. Lucia, alright? Most of the ones are being caught with live bait, with some shad. The shad have gone kind of off the bites, not as much as they were, I think, a week to 2 weeks back. But you're still getting that bit of a rush here and there, early morning, late afternoon rush for the shad. But it's not consistent like during the whole day like we had last week. like I said, there's still some Garrick. I haven't heard of any flatfish or anything like that. I think people are still just trying for edibles. The cob have also gone quite quiet. I don't know if people are really targeting them at the moment, but I suspect because the weather's changing now that if we go out at night now, we should get some cob still. But there were some Garrick that were caught recently off the beach, but it's not as busy as it was last week. I hope that helps. Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Boise. Great to have you part of the show, my friend. And I am glad that Garrick and cob are still on the bite. And yeah, if you get a shad in between, why not? Guys, that is our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where it's been scaly action all week. And the talk of the town in the Midlands has been the amount of bass that has come out at the Albert Falls Bass Classic. And we have got Jan to tell us all about it. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. As the saying goes, one door closes and another one opens. And with the iffy month of August just behind us on the trout front, the warming waters have put the scaly on fire. Great reports are coming in from far and wide, so it's time to get out there and take advantage while these rod benders are being super friendly. The 1st of September and the opening of the trout streams is just about upon us, and it's been a deliberate ploy of mine for the past 15 plus years to pull a sickie and then miraculously recover on the day. Note, tongue firmly in cheek here for any bosses listening, and head out for a river inspection after not seeing flowing water for the past 3 months of river closure. As mentioned last week, a recent trip to Giant's Castle revealed that the Bushman's River is low and clear, and reports from around indicate that much the same elsewhere. Amazing how fast water levels can drop after such a short period of no input. But tight lines to all guys making it out there this weekend. Send your reports and let's see those fish. While I won't be able to report on trout for the first this year, I will be on a quote-unquote little stream somewhat further north this year, and I hope to have something else to report on my return. I suspect that August and the turning of the season has gotten the better of the trout in the Natal Fly Fishing Club waters, with just a few hardy souls venturing out. The club has been busy with its late winter stocking program, with a number of waters having been stocked recently over the last while. It would appear that the stockies have taken like a fish to water, quote unquote, and are hungry and feeding well. As one of the returns indicated, a number of fish caught in the 5 to 7 inch, that is 13 to 18 centimeter range. At the other end of the spectrum, there was a report of fish in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeters, and 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter brackets. Last weekend saw the annual Albert Falls Bass Classic taking place. Fishing was scheduled for Friday and Saturday, but due to high winds on Friday and fears for the angler's safety, the event was held over for a day, and fishing took place on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Here with a summary of the full results, which are available on the Albert Falls Bass Classic socials page. The top three bags all came in over 25 kilos, with the winning bag pulling the scales to 28.445 kilos. More than 50 fish came in at over the 2 kilogram mark, with the single biggest fish topping the scales at 4.254 kilograms. Of interest, the next 15 top fish were all in between the 3 and the 4 kilogram mark. The ladies and the juniors also put up a good showing. Top ladies fish came in at 3.235 kilos, and the biggest fish in the junior section came in at 2.860 kilos. Congrats to all the anglers. So, as mentioned, the scaly anglers are all smiled recently. River conditions are on the up and fish have been on the loose. Depending on which part of the river you're on, an early morning start meant a rather chilly start with the lower Umkomas Valley reporting sub-zero temperatures. Now, a cold start means that the fish stay in bed a little bit later. So the best advice is to grab an extra cup of coffee before heading out. Those anglers that started later reported success from the get-go. Reports tell of water temperatures in the lower Umco Valley to be up in the late teens. So all good for the bugs to get active and the fish on the bite. Preferred method of targeting the swimming V8s is with a nymph rig. There's been no mention of dry fly action just yet, although I expect word to start in a couple of weeks as conditions improve some more. While on the topic of scalies, there are only a few spots left in the Natal Fly Fishers Club Scaly Clinic, which is taking place on the weekend of the 8th to 10th of September. Pop onto the Natal Fly Fishers Club socials to get the details and getting a space, or pop into the shop and come and chat to me for details. Tight lines to all, and do stop in at the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan, buddy. Yes, definitely scaly season, and I'm going to so miss you next week. Guys, I can tell you, Jan has been showing me some of these flies he's been tying, and I'm so excited to see what he comes back with. I know where he's going. I don't know if he wanted to mention that, and it's going to be a surprise for next week. We are going to definitely know what Jan has been up to. As for that Albert Falls Bass Classic, well, yours truly has covered the event. I will have those videos available soon. Straight after this week's report, and look out for it on our YouTube channel, and big up to all those that participated. I interviewed quite a few anglers and everyone had an absolute blast over this past weekend. So guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. Like we said, it is looking absolutely fantastic. This moon only happens, well, I don't know how often, but let's put it this way. It happens in a blue moon. Next one is happening in 2037. The conditions are looking absolutely peachy for this weekend. There is a mixed bag of fish. The harbor is looking like the good old days. The bass are on that spawn mode. Yes, the water is not right, but the full moon is there and we'll never know what's going to happen. So guys, get out there and fish. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Like I said, this afternoon, this is the time to be out there. I'm going to be rounding off the show, packing up my tackle and heading down to the beach. And I hope as soon as you listen to the show, you are going to be doing the same, because it is going to be absolutely epic from this moment on. Guys, when you're out there, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.